Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. The Sherrard Tigers on the road last night. They fall to the Morrison Mustangs by a final of 54-6. Tigers got up 6-0 early, recover the ensuing kickoff, and then almost recover a fumbled punt. Didn't do that, and then kind of the wheels fell off as Morrison scores 54 unanswered points. Coach Scott Munson, such a promising start for the Tigers, but things turned in a hurry, that's for sure.
Yeah, they did. And again, we did have a nice start. It really started with a good return by D'Angelo Moody, who got us in their territory. We thought we could kind of pound away at the middle. They've got good speed on the outside, and their defensive ends are a load. So we tried to run within those ends, and we had some success that first drive, just kind of pounded away. We completed the pass that helped us out before we stuck it in. And that kind of ricochet off the front guy on the kickoff, Drake Luciani hustled down there and recovered that. So we're sitting good. And then, the very first play, our running back doesn't go to the right place. We lose 2 or 3 yards, and as you said, it got ugly in a hurry after that.
Well, and just kind of size up Morrison offensively last night against Sherrard defensively. Basically, they had everything working last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, we didn't offer a lot of resistance, quite frankly. They're a good ball team. They're good and big and strong up front. They've got a lot of speed in the backfield. They execute very well, and I said in the pregame they aren't going to beat themselves, and they do a real, real nice job, coaching staff over there. We weren't taking care of our gap responsibilities, and we really look confused on defense, which is a bit puzzling on our part, because it's the same offense we faced last year, and we did a real nice job of holding them to 2 touchdowns, and I really, quite frankly, think we're a little bit better on the defensive side, or at least I felt that way going into last night. So they executed and we didn't, I guess, is the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, and, it was interesting that their speed was really impressive for me last night with the multiple backs they have. Now, I'm not ready to compare them to the 1998 Rock Ridge Rocket team that went to the state championship game against Aledo, and that year Rock Ridge had multiple backs that they utilized. In week one, Morrison had 9 backs that rushed the ball in their win over Peru St. Bede. Last night they had 12 different backs. Now, some of those late in the game, but they showed. I was impressed with the versatility they showed, with the amount of kids and kind of how they spread that ball out, too. And I'm talking about when it's still a game, last night, that a lot of different kids touch that football.
They are they're young and they're deep. And, that is an interesting comparison. I hadn't really thought about that 98 team from Rockridge. There's some similarities in the offensive style. Certainly they do some things different, but yeah, that's an interesting comparison, because they do go deep, and they just kind of plug them in there, and you can't tell the difference between one and the other until you're looking at the back of their jersey number. And they run fast and hard, and they execute well.
Boy, yeah, they run that double dive so effectively, and they have multiple wingbacks, but then they have the traditional, bruising fullback and the Wilkins kid, and then they're able to, on certain occasions, spread you out, and then they put a 6-7 receiver, that they split out wide when they get inside the 20, that you have to worry about defending, that type of size in the end zone. So they have that going for them, too.
Yeah, they do. I don't remember Coach Amy having one of those, but I do remember him having those bruising fullbacks. But a lot of weapons there, and they can execute in a lot of ways, and it's going to be interesting to watch them move forward throughout the rest of the season, because they're positioned well to make a deep run, I think.
All right. In your lone scoring drive, you score in the first quarter, and then the Bynum kid gets a helmet to his knee, apparently, or looks something like that. So you lose him for the rest of the game. So you're talking about offensive play or defensive player. So you have to kind of shift your personnel. And I know his diagnosis still isn't complete yet, but that was a key loss early in the game. But, you know, it's not the differential of a 54-6 game. But, you know, when we talk about these roster situations, when rosters aren't deep, one domino that falls, fortunately, some other dominoes have to fall, and you have to shift some personnel around last night. I think that probably impacted you, no question, in the first half of that game.
I think so. You know, Josh isn't a flashy runner, but he's a steady runner, and he's pretty dependable. He's very dependable. And what he knows best right now is our offense. And we have two capable runners behind him, but they just haven't gotten as many reps. And so that's visible in several occasions. We had a penalty from one. And again, I mentioned the miscue in terms of running to the wrong hole on another, and so lining up in the wrong position a couple times. So, I mean, those are the things that Josh has just because he's gotten the reps through the whole summer and leading up here. And so, you know, depending on Josh's medical situation here, you know, our two backups will certainly get a lot more reps coming into this week.
All right, and then just offensively for you last night after that first series, not much after that. Was it just a situation where they were just winning the battle up front last night on the defensive side of the ball too?
A couple things. I mean, again, I would reference the ability of those defensive ends to kind of keep us in between the tackles. And then they just kind of unleashed everybody. So they're squeezing us down in there. And then, you know, with so many blitzes really not a lot of fear on their part, it caused some problems. I thought we did a nice job in our quick passing game that Kyle wasn't getting a whole bunch of time to throw. So there were some positives. I thought we had a couple good receptions by Corbin Crippen. I thought our routes were better this week than last week. Michael Moritz came in and made a nice catch. Tanner Timmerman made a nice catch. So there are some bright spots there. We just got to clean up some execution. And then up front, you know, we're going to see people keep bringing pressure. So we've got to shore that up for definitely moving this forward this week.
All right, Tigers play a Saturday afternoon game. They honor the 1974 team. It'll be at 2:00. Kickoff against Erie Provincetown over at Clifford King Field. Coach, we'll see you next Saturday afternoon.
Hi, thanks, Jim.
All right, Scott Munson with us. Tigers fall on the road last night to Morrison. More coming up on WRMJ.